Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, director of the World Ocean Observatory. Several years ago, a maritime museum decided to document the demise of the cod fishery in New England and Canada through an exhibition of its relics, the folk art, photographs, and ephemera that remained as material signs and intimations of what had been a primary focus of economic and social life in the Atlantic region in the 19th and early 20th century. To provide additional context, the museum also looked to the cod fishery in Norway, the other end of the species migration, and an equally vital manifestation of the same traditions. The search for artifacts revealed the stunning fact that in Norway not only were many wonderful objects to be found, but also the fishery itself, although diminished, remained and provided a vital contribution to the success of many coastal and island communities. In New England and the Canadian Maritime provinces, however, the opposite proved true: limited artifacts, abandoned villages, and bitter memories of a vitality lost. Why? The underlying reason was a contrasting attitude toward fishing methods. In Norway, where in the late 19th century the fishermen had determined to work cooperatively and to voluntarily limit their catch, the fishery was nurtured and sustained. During the comparable period, the North American community did just the opposite, affirmed their mutual independence and determination to catch everything at any cost, down to the last fish. Add to that the impact of new technology and industrialization, and the result was the virtual extinction of both species and source of livelihood. Sound familiar? In April 2009, Dr. Jane Lubchenco, the newly appointed administrator of NOAA, the U.S. agency responsible for national fishing policy, announced a $16 million grant to assist the Northeast fishing industry to ease transition to a new management concept for groundfish. The funds will be used to improve research studies, stock surveys, and gear testing, to build communications and education in the impacted communities, and most importantly, to work with the local fishery management councils to develop new measures that will include, quote, a group of vessel permit holders who voluntarily agree to fishing restrictions and procedures in exchange for a share of the total catch allocated to the industry, unquote. Sound familiar? There will be no doubt opposition, just as there has been to all previous attempts to monitor overfished stocks and to create equitable rules and sustainable methods. Some naysayers will never be converted from their objection to limits or government regulation of any sort, but others may see the wisdom in at least trying this new approach. Indeed, this catch-share system is already operating in two sectors in New England, with 17 more proposed that could encompass the majority of the groundfish boats in the Northeast. One hopes the transition will be successful, that the industry will find a new way to a fishing capacity consistent with both conservation objectives and profit, and that this traditional work, long a source of economic and social reward, will not go the way of the cod, indeed will contribute further even to the revival of that great fish, to health and number enough, perhaps to grace our tables again. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory, online at www.thew2o.net. World Ocean Radio is produced by Amelia Poole in association with WERU Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.